الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلي وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him. We seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and servant and messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. In continuation of the series of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna, today's name is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Muhyi, the giver of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to the bodies when he give the souls to these bodies. The body is a material, and the soul that create the life in these bodies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of life, and he will give that life to whoever he wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of life in everything. In humans, in animals, in plants, in everything has life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of this life. And no one will able to do it or will ever to give life to anything. Even if the material components is known to the humans, which known in DNA, they know everything about the materials. But the life itself, only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create the creations from nothing. Just to say to be, and it will be. That's the creation word for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to be. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to these bodies after death. So we'll give them two lives. One when he create them first time, and one who will give them life after death in the day of judgment. When everybody will come back to life for the day of judgment, that will be the second time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the life to the clot in the womb of the mothers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to the clot, then the stages of the creation will be developed. And after 9 months, will come out to life the humans with a complete systems to see, to hear, to eat, to drink. Everything in the human body come to life after 9 months, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to that clot. in the womb of the mothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to the bodies by with the souls in them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to the souls with knowledge. Because souls without knowledge, they are not living. أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to all what's in the heaven and the earth. So this name, beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhyi, the giver of life, came in the Quran al-Kareem in several forms. One, in the noun itself, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ آثَارِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Look to the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy on, how he gave life to earth after it was dead. Why just the rain will bring life to the earth. All the flowers and the plants will flourish by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the rain comes to the earth. And this is an example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring the dead back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful to do what He wants us to do. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you Surah Fussilat, verse 39, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. From the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can see the earth. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the rain to the earth, and it's going to, all the plants and flowers will come back in the spring, as it is now. Look at what happened during the winter, everything is dead, but now everything comes back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought life to the earth in this way, He's going also to bring life to the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able. فَقُلْنَا أَدْرُبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was given signs of how He created the lives to dead during the Prophet Moses, with two tribes who had disagreement about who killed someone. They found their body, the body in between the two tribes. And everyone accusing the others. So they did not know who killed that person. So they asked Prophet Musa, can you tell us who killed that person? So Allah, Prophet Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how he can show them that. So it's a long story, and the longest surah in Quran called Al-Baqarah, named after that incident. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Musa to tell them to slaughter a cow, and from that flesh of that cow to hit the body of the dead person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the life back to that killed the person and will tell who killed him. And this is what happened. Also for Surah Al-A'raf, لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت. No God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who gives life and who is the one who causes death. Everything in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. So all these surahs and ayat in the Quran show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who causes death and also who give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to all the creations and also will cause death to them all after with his commands. And the Prophet Abraham had a debate with the Namrud, the ruler at the time, because Namrud was said that he can give life and death, because Prophet Abraham said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give life and death. So Namrud brought two prisoners and killed one of them and let one set free. And he said, see, I can kill and also I can leave the one to stay alive. So Prophet Abraham told him, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the sun from the east. Can you bring it from the west? And that's how Namrud was known to be that he lost in this debate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring life to the bodies and also will bring life to the souls by knowledge, as I mentioned. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the human from nothing and also will create اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق. Read in the name of your Lord who has created all that exists, has created man from a clot, that piece of thick coagulated blood. Now, about the soul, the secret of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنَ الرَّوْحِ قُلُ الرَّوْحُ مِنْ أَمْرُ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So they ask you about the soul. So say, Muhammad, that the soul is the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever knowledge you have, you don't have much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he perfected all his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the bodies and he will give life to it and also will give the life to every creation, like the trees. Look at when you look at the flower, real flower and man-made flower. Look at the difference, which one you can see. You can see and you can smell. For sure, the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created has big difference than the one that man created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is the protector and the one who create or give life to the dead. وَإِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who give life and cause death, and is the one who is going to inherit everything. So everything going to go to be perished except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's going to give the order for that in the Day of Judgment, for the trump to be blown, for everything on earth and heaven to be dead, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from some of the angels, that he is going to that they're going to die after that, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stay, and he will say, where is the kings? Where is the kings that who thought that they're going to last? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the only one to stay, and everybody will be dead, and then will bring back to life everybody for judgment by another trump to be blown, and the Day of Judgment will begin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring life, they mean, from nothing, and he will give life to the dead. And of course, the human curiosity, they want to know what the secret of this life. So even the as I mentioned about the DNA, they investigated about the component of these materials, and they know exactly what's in it. But they couldn't recreate anything from that materials. because that material has no soul, has no secret of life that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the people that even if they can create one small creation, which is the fly, dhubaba, that even if what that fly could cause damage to the human, even they can fix it. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرُبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمْعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذِّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْهُ ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in control, and nobody can create the creation, and the life is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is just an example. And it's people that who can think that they can do, they are powerful and they can do what they wanted to do, but even he cannot create one small insect has life, like the fly. And even if that fly can take something from them, they cannot bring it back. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. Both are weak in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge. So some people believe, or they don't believe in the life after death. As you know, they think as soon as you're dead, you are dead. No more life. Some people think that. They think in this life, but in the afterlife, how come we're going to come back to life after we all gone to dust and bones? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give examples in the Quran about that. One of the examples, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعْقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. So the first blown in the trump going, everybody will sown away, will disappear, will be perish. That's the first time. And everybody will be dead. And then the second blown in the trump, everybody will come back to life. And they're going to be looking and waiting for the judgment. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقهم قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. They wondering how come we will come back to life and all these bones will become dust. They don't believe that this is going to be recreated again. قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. Say that who created it from the first time will give life back to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all knowledgeable. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُم مِّنْهُ تَوْقِدُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring everything back to life after the death. Another example that the Prophet Hezekiel, he passed by a town from Bani Israel, who they had a disease, and about 1,000 of people died. And he looked, and all these bones and all this dust and everything perished. And he stood, and he prayed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring all of them back to life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show Prophet Hezekiel, that was from the prophets after Prophet Moses, that he will do that. He accepted his prayer. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. So all these people that were dead, was brought back to life. So this Prophet Hazaqeel, see, by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked all the bones to come back and all the flesh and the bodies to come back to the bones. And even asked the soul, with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every soul to go back to the bodies. And this exactly what happened, and that's an example of how the Day of Judgment, the human going to come back to life. So that's an example of how the recreation, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life back to the dead after they disappeared on this earth. So also a Prophet Al-Aziz. Prophet Al-Aziz in the Nebuchadnezzar, one of the rulers in Iraq, he killed many Jews, and he demolished all the cities, and everything was dead. And then the Prophet Al-Aziz came to that village and looked at all the deceased people and all the bones and all everything is being demolished, and he was wondering how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring things back to life. And just for him to wonder that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Al-Aziz to die for 100 years with his donkey. And then after 100 years, Al-Aziz came back to life, and an angel asked him, how long did you die? He said, maybe just for one day. He said, no, that was for 100 years. And look around, what you see. And even look at your donkey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the donkey for the bones to come back, to be like a skeleton. And on the flesh, and that all the donkey came back to life in front of Al-Aziz. And even an angel breathed in the nose of the donkey, and the donkey made noise and come back to life this way in front of Al-Aziz after his this example. And also the example of Prophet Abraham. Prophet Abraham asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to bring the life back to the dead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, don't you believe? He said, no, I believe, but I wanted to see for my heart to believe and to be sure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Prophet Ibrahim to take 4 birds and to cut them to pieces and mix them together and to put any of this flesh and bones and any of them without distinguish what this parts belongs to in hills around him, 4 hills. And asked him, and the Prophet Ibrahim asked these birds to come back. So when he did that, all the flesh came together to each one. And everyone will just go to whatever belongs. When Prophet Ibrahim asked these birds to come to him, they start running to him and to take, he held the heads of these birds. And even if Prophet Ibrahim want to give a wrong head to the wrong bird, would not take it. Would just take the head which it belongs to. And as all these birds came back to life in front of Prophet Ibrahim, and Prophet Ibrahim was convinced by his heart about how the creation would happen. With قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبَّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قال فخذ 4 من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. So Prophet Ibrahim asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you going to create, how bring life to the dead? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to take these birds and to put them in 4 hills and to call them, and they came back to him, and how Prophet Ibrahim was able to see how the creation came back. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Prophet Jesus the ability to create even birds, and with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can give life to it. And this is one of the miracles of Prophet Jesus, which unfortunately the non-believers they think that because Jesus was Son of God, but no, this was just his miracle. That his miracle that he was able to bring dead back to life by the order of Allah, or to create birds from clay and give them life by the order of Allah, that was his miracle. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the ability to Prophet Musa to, when he throw his stick, that will be a great serpent. That was another example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put life to whatever he wants. And on the day of judgment, that's going to happen, that the life will come back to the dead, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold everybody accountable to what they have done during his life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate ما أكسبت الله supplication of this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of life. He will give life to the bodies when he gives souls to it. And he will give life also to the hearts. How the hearts will be life when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts that the owner would not remember Allah is dead. مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكره كمثل الحي والميت. Whoever would not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be like a dead body, dead heart. And whoever remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be life, will be blessed. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. The hearts will be rested and will be well with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The believers, they have their hearts alive. When they listen to Quran, they tremble and they cry and they feel it, because the Quran touched their heart. And their eyes will, they will cry because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they hear the Quran. Because when this Quran, if this Quran will come onto the mountains, they cannot bear it. But the hearts of the believers can bear the Quran when they feel it and when they respond to it. So the believer will like to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they touched with the remembrance of Allah. And they will hate to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their hearts and remember it all the time. They will like the good, and they will their tongues will always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when their hearts are alive. But when their hearts are dead, they have no feelings. If someone has a dead heart, no feelings. Like even the animals could have feelings than them. Look at the examples of how terrible that some human can do to other humans, or even the beasts can not do that to others like humans when they have dead heart. So the life heart and the dead heart is a different, is exactly like a life and death. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's going to bring life to death, then you should keep that in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. So always do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to do, and stay away from what he asked you not to do. And the signs of the faith is that when the person can be in the way of Allah, and and he will keep his mind and his heart always responding to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask us to stay alive. To stay alive in not only just to live as a human, no, but to stay alive with our souls, with our hearts, with our faith, and to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we respond to the Prophets and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always tell us what's the best for us, because he whatever he said, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the always look for the knowledge, the good knowledge that's going to keep your heart closer to Allah, and stay away from the devil and the people of the devils themselves. So because the good comes from when you choose the good companion, and when you are around the bad companions will hurt you. مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كمثل حامل المسك ونافخ الكير. So if you stay with the good companions, you're going to go with good deeds, and when you stay with the bad companions, they're going to lead you or drag you to the bad deeds. اللهم يا محيي يا مميت أحيي قلوبنا بالإيمان وأحيي جوارحنا بالعمل الصالح. اللهم احيي بواطننا بالإخلاص لك وحسن أعمالنا باتباع رسولك والتأدب بأدابه وكفر عنا الذنوب والسيئات. اللهم ارزقنا تلاوة كتابك حق التلاوة واجعلنا ممن نال به الفلاح والسعادة. اللهم نبهنا لذكرك في أوقات الغفلة واستعملنا بطاعتك في أيام المهلة. اللهم انظر إلينا برحمتك في جميع أمورنا وارزقنا رزقا واسعا يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأخر الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.